Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. We'll take some words from Bhagavad Gita, you know. Today from 5th canto, 5th chapter, take Bhagavad Gita. It's verse number 22, I think. He is on Spurjaja Bhuga, 522. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ehi Sansparshaja Bhoga Dukkhayonaya Evate Adianta Vantaha Kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. It's 522. 5th chapter, verse number 22nd.
Page 297.
No, this is page, this page will not do.
297.
It's the same as 297. Oh, same, that's nice. Ehi Sanspasha Bhoga Dukkhayonava Evate Adyantavantaha Kaunteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is the lyric, you know. All these two line verses in Sanskrit, they are in Anushtubh lyric. And this Anushtubh chant is very useful to increase our devotional awareness. Yehi Samsparjaja Bhoga.
Yehi Samsparjaja Bhoga.
Dukkhayonava Evate.
Dukkhayonava Evate.
Adyantavanta Kaunteya.
Adyantavanta Kaunteya.
Nateshu Ramate Buddha. Ehi samsparshaja, samsparshaja bhoga.
Ehi samsparshaja bhoga.
Dukkhayo nava evate. Adyantavantaha kaunteya. Nateshu ramate buddha. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. Dukkhayo nava evate. Adyantavantaha kaunteya. Nateshu ramate buddha.
Nateshu ramate buddha.
samsparsha jaboga.
Ye samsparsha jaboga.
Dukha yonaya evate.
Dukha yonaya evate.
Adyantamanta kunteya. Yes. And one.
Yehi sanspasa jaboga.
Yehi sanspasa jaboga.
Dukkayo naya evate.
Very good.
Adyanta vantaha konteya.
Very good.
These
two brothers are from New Zealand and they are the product of Mangalarti. Since they are 11 years, their father is having Mangalarti in the house. And the temple is like this in the sitting room. Very nice house. Mother is very dedicated. Father is, both are initiated. So from birth they are vegetarian. They didn't know any other faith. So they are completely fixed. At the same time, they are first class first in the academy school. They are now going to university. So father has taken worry and drop for them and they are moving about here. So please try to follow this way. We have our children, young children, perform Mangalarti in the house. May not be 4:30, but something early in the morning must be. Morning is meant for worshipping the Supreme Absolute Truth. Please, those who can and those who have, please organize very nice temple, maybe very humble altar, and daily in the morning you should sing Aarti to the Lord. He may not be having ghee lamp, doesn't matter. Have incense. Or even without incense also, you can offer everything in your mind. Even then Lord accepts. It's very easy. Don't complicate the devotional service. Bhakti should never be complicated. It should be very easy. Should be performed in any circumstances of life. You know, the oxygen is very essential for our survival. Isn't it? You came from India?
From Mexico.
And you know, there was some boy like you coming from India. He's not here today. Anyway. So you are coming from Mexico. So you want oxygen, is it? So oxygen. You had to inhale. So you didn't have to bring oxygen cylinders from Mexico. we are coming from London. So we are breathing oxygen in London. I did not have to bring all the oxygen cylinders here. Oxygen is everywhere. Why? Because it is very much essential for our survival. The things which are very essential, they are provided in all over the planet and free of charge. There is no meter in your nose, is it? How much cubic feet you inhale? There is no bill. Why? Because it's very essential. We cannot survive. This oxygen is for our material body. But we have more important existence as a spiritual soul. So spiritual soul also wants something which is very essential for spiritual soul. And from the pages of Bhagavad Gita, we have fortunately understood that all the living entities, he says, are all my part and parcel. Mama eva amshaha jiva bhutaha sanatanaha. Eternal, this is instruction. And nobody can deny. We may follow any faith. But this is the fact. That the fragmental part, the spiritual spark, which is situated in our heart, everybody must have. Otherwise, without that spark, we cannot survive in our body also. As soon as the spark and the super soul, when it decides to leave the body, within 1 hour the body is gone. and cannot look at that body. It starts coming, getting rotten. And that's when, as soon as the living entity is dead, we hurry up and try to finish it off. Either we burn or bury or whatever. We don't keep that body more than 1 hour also in the house in India. Here, the things might be different. As soon as you are dead, you are taken to the hospital. And when I told, then while alive you should take to the hospital. Why the dead? But no, then it has to be refrigerated. For the whole lifetime, you eat everything refrigerated. Our vegetables are refrigerated. Milk is refrigerated. Everything. And as soon as dead, you are refrigerated. And then post-mortem and this and that. Oh, so complicated thing. The point is that the spiritual existence is more important than our bodily existence. And the sanity, who has sanity in their existence, sanity will force you to inquire about the spiritual side. Insanity will drag you to the material side, which is very temporary and full of misery. Body is not a very comfortable thing. So the spirit soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, or the Supreme Soul, must have some connection between the Supreme Soul and the spiritual soul. The small child is naturally attracted to mother or father. They don't have to be taught to be attracted to father and mother. That is why our natural inclination is towards God. And if we are really getting attached to God through any rituals or ceremonies or whatever, and places wherein God exists, we believe, then our soul is satisfied. So soul requires some type of devotional connection to the Supreme Soul. And as soon as you have that connection, you are satisfied. That is the nourishment of the spiritual existence. And what we do? That we nourish our body very nicely. Everything is regarding body here. And again, we forget about the spiritual existence. As soon as we are connected through His names to Him, then we are completely satisfied. This is a real satisfaction. Otherwise, you do anything and everything, you will never be satisfied. This drags us to the spiritual matters. And we many times are so foolish to run after the material necessities, the body necessities. They unknowingly we ignore this side. And as soon as we ignore, we are not satisfied at all. So for our own nourishment of the soul, we must come to this conclusion. Otherwise we are wasting our existence. And this existence will fly away like anything. We do not have 50, 60 years, 70 years, how many? Maybe 80 years, 100 years maybe. How long? It's nothing really. You just look to the years you have already passed. You may be 30 years, 40 years old. Where those 40 years are gone, we don't know. But they are gone definitely. And again 40 may go. Doesn't matter. It is just like this, it will run away. And you will be remaining completely blank, and the result will be horrible. That without spiritual consciousness, you will have to leave this body. In order to save from this, Prabhupada was very particular about it. And that's why he has written so many books in a very short time. Has toiled and moiled to open so many temple communities so that you have satsang, you have good association. Association must be spiritual association. And that's why we saw today our Eric's mother is giving the spiritual association to somebody. And those living entities who try to uplift the living entities like this, they are the most fortunate, they are doing the good to the humanity at large. This, as soon as you remember, then as oxygen is provided everywhere, without charge, devotional service is more important than oxygen. So it should be free of charge, everywhere available. It doesn't matter, it cannot be here only, or in your house only, or in somewhere else only, no. No, nobody is monopoly. Everybody can perform. Those who are born, they all have the birthright to perform the devotional service. Only we are ignorant. And because we are ignorant, we are following so many other whims, which are not useful at all, and ignoring this important job. So please make it very easy for the public at large, and instruct them that in any corner of existence, any corner of this planet, not only this planet, but the whole of the material universe and the spiritual, this devotional service should be very easy. And it's so easy, it's much more easy than the breathing. And see the breathing. You are sitting here, you are breathing. You may work in the office, you are breathing. You may be running, you are breathing. You may be sleeping, you are breathing. Breathing never stops. Isn't it? Does it stop? Always it goes on. So devotional service must go on always. And how? That is shown in this verse very nicely. So please be attentive to this. Now recite. You have recited already? Of course, that's, come on.
Yehi samspasya cha bhoga.
Yonava evate. Adyanta vanta teya. Nate shura mate buddha. Bhoga. Very good. Sada bhoga. Evate, very good. Evate, adyantavantaha kaunteya. Very good. Very nice attempt. Please continue. Very good. Very good. Adyantamanta teya. Very good. Very good. Bhoga. Dukha ena vete. Audanta taha kaunteya. Nateshu. Very nice. Very nice. You should sing Bhagavad Gita and you will cook. Okay. Yes. Come on. Read the equal, let them repeat.
By contact with the material senses. Bhogaha.
Bhogaha.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyments.
Dukha.
Dukha.
Distress.
Distress.
Yonayaha.
Yonayaha.
Sources of.
Sources of.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Te.
Te.
They.
They.
They are.
They are.
Adi.
Adi.
Beginning.
Beginning.
Anta.
Anta.
End.
End.
Vantaha.
Vantaha.
Subject to.
Subject to.
Kaunteya.
Kaunteya.
O son of Kunti.
O son of Kunti.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Tesu.
Tesu.
In those.
In those.
Dhammate.
Dhammate.
Takes the light.
Takes the light.
Buddhaha.
Buddhaha.
The intelligent person.
The intelligent person.
An intelligent person,
intelligent person
does not take part in the sources of misery.
In the sources of misery.
Which are due.
To contact.
With the material senses. O son of Kunti.
O son of Kunti.
Such pleasures.
Have a beginning.
And an end.
And so the wise man.
Does not the light in them.
Again.
An intelligent person.
Does not take part.
In the sources of misery.
Which are due.
To contact.
With the material senses.
O son of Kunti.
Such pleasures.
Have a beginning.
And an end.
And so the wise man. Does not delight in them.
Read the purport.
Material senses are due to the contact of the material senses, which are all temporary, because the body itself is temporary. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary, knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures. How can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasures? In the Padma Purana it is said, Ramate yogina nante satyanande chit atmani iti rama padena sao param brahma bhidiyate. Derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said,
Nayam Deku. Nivayam Nuduke. Kasangama Vidujam Ye. Tapodivyam Putra Kayena
Sapam Sukhyayasma Brahma Sukhyam Paranta. My dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure. While in this human form of life, such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hogs. Rather, you should undergo penance in this life, by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. Therefore, those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the cause of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasure, the more he is enshrouded by material miseries.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This samsparshaja, here is a nice word, you know. Sparsh means touch. And we always have the different types of touches, you know. I want to eat nice palatable food, prasad or something. Rasgullas please me, but a nice touch is there. I'm sitting on a cushy seat, very, very comfortable. This sparsha sukh, the touch, which gives you a bit of happiness. He says, Dukkha yonava evade. Everything which is this type of happiness we regard has its concomitant misery. We are coming from the times when we were all joint family, 25 people staying in one house. Nice building was there, but not a single chair was there. Everybody was sitting like this. Those who came also sit. And it was very, very nice talking, and we felt that we are all one. Suppose this room also, if you put the sofa sets, hardly 3-4 people can sit. And we sip wine glasses or something. Then really. Please. If we can, from our houses, we should reduce the foam. It's too much foam in this age. Every this side is this side, this side, this side, every side. He wants to stretch his legs, and then he has arthritis and all the diseases because we have lost this touch with the simplicity. So many diseases occur. Simplicity will relieve us. Try to have less touch. And we cannot avoid it. Really, tongue is there. So we have to eat something in order to survive. So we cannot stop eating. But at the same time, he says the touching sensation is the source of misery. Dukkha yonavete. How to match this? Can anybody tell?
Eat only things offered to Krishna.
Offered to Krishna. That is austerity. Then anything else? Eating, yes?
The senses are like snakes without fangs when they engage in Krishna service.
They can engage in Krishna service. But how to eat, how not to eat? He says the eating is a touch sensation. And so it is dukkha, you know. That is the instruction. So how to, and we cannot survive without eating, that is definite. So are the scriptures contradictory? Misery, yeah.
So we need to get above the pain and pleasure.
We
need to try for neither pain nor pleasure.
But my point is that if touching sensation is source of misery, then does it mean that we should stop eating?
Eat prasadam.
That is one way, yes. What else? Yeah, we have to do it for the survival. Yeah, that's right, Nathan. Again, in the scriptures, it's very clear that in order to obtain the Lord's mercy, and that we are all trying, we are really all hungry for Lord's mercy. Prasadam adhigacchati. Unless there is prasad, Lord's mercy, we'll never be able to carry on. Every second of our existence, he is helping us to breathe in and breathe out, which is very important for our survival, is also his mercy. The day he wants to stop our breath, nobody can give a single breath. So everything depends upon his mercy. But he has created our body, you know, everything is created by him. Aham sarvasya prabhu, matah sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me. And the wise who know this, they become devoted to me. So I hope that by this time we are wise. Really we recognize him as the source of everything. So he is the source of everything. And that's why our whole attention is attracted to him. And he has given us atma chair vidhyatma. We are completely controlled in our habits. And Vidyatma, we are only working in the limits of the regulated freedom. Regarding Prasad also, he has given us a freedom that we should not touch anything which cannot be offered to him. That goes without saying. And then again, there is a limit to it. So this is Vidyatma, is regulated freedom. This is the gift of Krishna to living entities, but he knows how to behave here, how we behave and how we can be happy. You know, we buy cameras, or we have bought this sound system, and always the company provides the booklet. So that if you go through the booklet and you have read these things according to the instructions of the company, then it will give you the good results. So our bodies are also manufactured by him, and the planet is also manufactured by him. So he also gives the booklet. And he has given us booklet in the form of Bible or Bhagavad Gita or whatever. So if you organize your life according to the tenets of his booklet, then this body will give good results. Otherwise it will be diseased. You will be at ease to follow the instructions of the booklet. I am following the booklet instructions. That's why I am operating this very accurately. As soon as I ignore the instruction, then the trouble starts. I may break it. And the results will not be there. The same thing happens when we ignore the spiritual instructions. And regarding eating, this is only one thing of the sense gratification. He has given us regulated freedom. And he says, please, don't touch the sinful things. Don't commit sin and fill up your belly. Committing sin of killing innocent animals, and particularly the cows, are completely prohibited in his instructions. And if you are not discriminating about this, then the concomitant misery will be there. The animal which you are putting into your stomach is also deceased, because he is a material body. So material body is always diseased. So though disease is unknowingly, we are eating. Why can't you come to our senses regarding this? This is a regulated freedom. If you don't follow this, then you are going to have the misery. You know, there is food poisoning and so many things, you know, cholesterol and this and that and that and that and that. I don't mean that vegetarians don't suffer, but the ratio of suffering is more in the meat eaters than the vegetarians. And then our teeth are not suitable for chewing meat. We cannot kill our prey. If I want to eat the cow, I cannot kill the cow with my teeth. We have to use the choppers. So that shows that that food is not suitable for our intestines. Our teeth set are only to chew the vegetables. They are not suitable for the consumption of meat. So that is a regulated freedom, that you should not eat past meat, fish and eggs. That is our first regulation. This is a regulated freedom we have for enjoyment of the food. And definitely, as I told you, that we cannot avoid consuming food. Can you? How long? A day or two, maybe? But we have to have something. You can't manage with it for a long time. We must have. But there is a regulated freedom. So sanity is to try to obey the laws of the nature. I mean to say laws of God. To have a healthy life. That goes without saying. We were in Ethiopia and there was a king, Ethiopian king. And in Ethiopia, they follow the Orthodox Christianity. Very nice way. So that king was vegetarian that time. And he survived nearly 102 years. And even then, after 102 years of age, he was murdered. Otherwise, don't know really, he might have survived a bit more. So survival or no survival. But he was satisfied that he has followed the laws of the God. We had read in Christianity also in England, there is a very nice presentation. From, I don't know which society it is, but they had translated Bhagavata, the Bible, from the Aramaic language from Tibet. And that old copy was preserved in Tibetan monastery. And from there they had translated. And the whole thing was like vegetarianism was the main thing main instruction that. So when we start tempering our scriptures, then the misguidance is bound to be there. Otherwise, the instruction, the essence of all the faiths is same. The animal, which is also having life, eating, sleeping and mating and defending, everything is an animal. Animal eats, animal sleeps, animal defends, animal mates, everything is there. So how can we deny the soul in the animal? So who gives the right to kill that poor dumb animal? That's also again. And if you do that, then the reaction is there. So many people died in famine or crash or earthquakes or drought or whatever. So many things are going on. Wars. Now recently the whole population was wiped off. In 1 month, how many people died? Why it is so? It's nobody's fault. But the Krishna has his own arrangement to wipe out the sinful activities. This is how. Please, this regulated freedom must be followed. And if sanity prevails, then there will be happiness in the society. Insensate society cannot be happy. With everything, such a rich country is here. Here everything is in plenty. As I told you yesterday, we in England we pick up only one tissue paper. You buy the box and one tissue paper. Here Americans they pick up five. Such extravagance is there. You have plenty of things, Krishna's mercy. Why not to come to our senses and follow the regulated life? And then miseries will be less. At the moment, so much sickness is around. You people know more than me how much sickness is. The mental condition is completely gone. Because the regulated freedom we are not following. And we think that eating means I can put anything. Is it a go down? And more than go down, is it a cemetery for animals? If the animal is dead, should be buried in a cemetery, isn't it? So is your stomach cemetery? Please ask these questions and try to find out the root of it and try to organize your eating. That is dukkha yonavayate. Then you can avoid bit of misery. And even then you will be miserable. With aging, nobody can avoid. We are aging, I am aging, everybody is, without exception. There is no exception for this aging effect. But here Bhagavatam again gives us the clue how to minimize the aging. Aging nobody can stop, but we can definitely minimize by following the peaceful activities, God-conscious activities. We can reduce the age. It's very nicely said that Ayuho Arati Vai Pusam. Ayuho means our own life. Harati means decreases. Vai means definitely. Everybody's life is decreasing. How? Uddhyamastan yannaso. By rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, the day is gone. America is a very nice country. Do we not decrease our days? Isn't there any living entity who can increase? Here? No exception. Everybody has to decrease. As soon as the sun sets, one day is gone. And how many times the sun has set already in our life? How many days are gone? And they're gone, never to come back. These days are gone, they're gone forever. Please remember this. But here Bhagavatam shows, the Sanatana religion, eternal religion, shows the way out of it. If you don't want to decrease your life, or if you want to slow the process of aging, then he gives the formula. Tasya rute. There is one exception to this, he says. And what is that exception? Kshanam nita. Every moment should be utilized. Uttam sloka vartaya. In the discussion about God, Krishna. Then you will not decrease. I see so many times I have seen you. You look younger and younger. What's there? What medicine you are taking?
Harikatha.
Harikatha. some pastimes of Krishna, Lord, you know. And if you engage in this, definitely your mind will be pacified. And our health depends upon our condition of the mind. First mind goes wrong, and then the health follows. And mind will definitely go wrong if you break the instructions of God. That is definite. And this is only we are discussing eating. Sleeping also has to be regulated. Again, it is a nice touch. Cushy bed and cushy bed and cushy quilt and raining and cold and very nice place to sleep. Those who are condemned living entities, they are sent to Minneapolis. Always cold. Everything what is available in hell is available in Minneapolis. Dark, rainy, damp, cold, no sun. That is the hellish condition. Minneapolis is hell. And we are dying to come to Minneapolis. And again, after coming here, we don't know the laws of God. He says, forget about God. He says, I'm sleeping today. And you see, the medical science has proved that if you keep yourself awake after 9 o'clock at night, your blood burns. And if you sleep after 4 o'clock in the morning, cough increases. And both of these things we are doing. We are burning our blood at night, and in the morning we are increasing our cough. And then no remedy. SARS, respiratory trouble. There is no cure. Please, please, please. We are unnecessarily victimized by these things, by our own foolishness. This is dukkha yona evate. In no faith is insisted that you should cross the limit of the God's instructions. And if you cross the limit, you are nowhere. You are going to have, as it is, the material life is miserable. So we make it more miserable by our sinful attitudes. How are we going to improve our standard? I don't know. Our standards don't depend upon the artificial standards. So the artificial standard of living is no living at all. You are dependent on so many things. Simplicity is completely absent. And just to survive in this house also, we have so much to maintain and so much to expect. The running water must be there, electricity must be there, and all these houses are wooden houses. And live electricity day and night is flowing in this house. How long does it take for Krishna to have a short circuit somewhere? Within no time will be gone. Before you realize that you are going to die, you will be burnt. The houses are wooden houses. Inferno. Such a precarious situation we have created under the name of the advancement. And this is the advancement, you know. Please, please, come to the senses, try to find out the laws of God, and try to find out the limitations which He has given, and please behave in the limitations if you want to be happy. That is how. Otherwise, dukkha yena vayate, adhyantavant. All these things, they have adi, they have beginning, they have end. And this is how. For temporary things, we are running around so much and ignoring the eternal instruction of God. And we find out so many excuses. I can't follow this, and I have to work, and I have to do this and do that. And this is only regarding the food we are talking. And then again, with all the vegetarianism and everything, your intake must be very limited. Otherwise, all right. Khichdi is there, come on. Purnindu is supplying, I'm eating. That's. No, Purnindu may supply, but the stomach is yours. And it's only 6 inches. This again there is limitation. In 6 inches stomach, how much you can stuff? There must be limitation, isn't it? There must be to a certain extent you take. This again there is a law. That please eat bit less. Then you will be healthy. Once we were travelling from Calcutta to Bombay about 5 years ago, and it took nearly 36 hours journey, and there were other people also with us, so every station they were eating something, you know. And we didn't eat anything. We had bought some bananas and oranges or something. So when the Bombay was nearing, they realized, they said, we ate so much and you didn't eat anything. I told them we had fruits and this. So no, I said, fruits is not a solid food. So I told them, we are going, we'll take bath and take nice prasad in the temple. Yes, he said, you are correct. Those who eat, they die. Those who don't eat, they don't die. He was very correct. Eat less and the comfortable living will be there. The strain on the body will be less. This is both ways it goes. The first thing is, we don't have to touch the things which are not essential for the body. Dead bodies should never be put into mouth, and dead bodies completely should be avoided. Have nice prasadam, and there is also prasad, we call it. Whatever we prepare, rice or dal or so vegetables or whatever, you please offer it to Krishna. Patram pushpam kulam puram toyam. He has instructed again, what is to be offered to him. And then you please request him that please take it, and he is so very kind. He doesn't require anything from you. Do you think that Krishna is starving without your chapati? He is the source of everything. His one of the name is Vishwambar. He maintains all the universes. Is he waiting for your prasad? No, he is, because he is full. He takes prasad and returns everything to you. Whatever we offer to him, he doesn't consume. He consumes and he returns as it is. So merciful. And that's why our Vedic traditions are that everything is offered to Krishna. And this way, we are completely comfortable. The young boy is very comfortable when he goes with the father outside and he holds the finger of the father. So he knows that now I am safe. So he crosses the roads and everything. But he is not afraid at all. The fear is not there. The fear starts when he leaves the finger of the father. Then he is on his own. He doesn't know how to cross the road. He is baffled completely. Why? Because he had left the finger of the father. Please, do anything and everything. Don't leave the finger of the father. Our father is very powerful. Always catch his finger and he will guide you. You will be fearless. This Vidhyatma, regulated freedom activities, will make you completely safe. And this not only food, but in all the activities, we should be behaving like this. And this is the only way. There is no other way. You may try so many other way. Na anyatha gati. There is no other gati. There is no other way. We try to manifest so many ways. That I will do like this, I will do like that, I will do like that. But no, royal road is always one. Highway is one. Once you are driving on a highway, then you can close your eyes and drive. You will reach the destination. But if you are going here and there, you have to find out your own way. So this is how, please stop these activities. Make human life very successful by following the regulated freedom. And those who follow this style, prasadam adhigacchati, they get the mercy of Krishna. Every life should be regulated. Every type of sense enjoyment must be regulated. There must be some place for the austerity in our life. We may call it penance or something. But austerity must be there. We don't like to get up early in the morning. but you have to force together. In all the species of existence, we have slept, we have eaten, we have mated, and we have produced children everywhere. And now again the same thing we are doing. So what's the difference between animal life and our life? Please try to recognize this. Here you are having higher intelligence. The higher intelligence should force us to understand what God is, who we are, and what is the relationship between God and us, and please follow as soon as possible. If you don't understand these things, do not worry. So much literature is with us. I would insist really to buy one small book written by Prabhupada, and it will give you everything. Your life is very busy in America, but you can read some 50, 60 pages or something, and it will give you the whole idea. And if you can touch Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing like that really. Or other, whichever scripture you are following, please try to take the essence of scripture. Essence is same. The outer garb may be different here and there. And this is how we should mold our life. Life is meant for penance, as Prithu Maharaj says, that this body is not meant for working hard. But we have to work hard because the setup of the government and economic condition is such that everybody has to work. It has to work. This house, they may have mortgage. By the time they clear the mortgage, they may be old. So they may pass away or whatever. Then again, their children have to inherit the property. So there is inheritance tax. 40% is gone in England. I don't know what is here. And they have to pay their cash immediately. If they don't pay, they have to vacate the house. So after vacating again, they have to find out their own houses. So father worked like a donkey for the whole life to free it. Again, the sons also have to work like a donkey. This was completely absent in the Vedic culture. We had kings, nice kings. They were known as saintly kings, Rajarshi. And we were staying in a Muslim kingdom when we were young. We had a whole house, big house. And every year, 1 rupee we had to pay the tax on the house. We never had any idea of the mortgage installments. No system was there. Nothing was there, completely absent. You build the house is yours. Every year you may pay on the land or house some 1 rupee or 8 annas or whatever. And that too my father was very troublesome. And that too we didn't have to go anywhere to pay. The clerk will have to collect 1 rupee. So every year he will come to our house. Father will say, him coming in the window, the Yamraj is coming, he will take 1 rupee. Take 1 rupee. And now in London, I don't know here, but in London, they have started a new tax. Already there are so many taxes, but this is a new one now again. Then in the center of the city, they have marked the center area. And any car passes through the center has to pay £5. And poll tax is there. If you are 18 years old, just to stay on that island, you have to pay nearly £10 per week. Then indirect taxes are there. Every commodity, you pay the tax. Then again income tax is there. Then again social security is there. Again medical tax is there. How many taxes? Can we survive in this? And again in these, all these difficult circumstances, our life is completely irregulated. And that brings the misery, more misery. As it is, from every corner, we are in a miserable condition. At least please, from your busy day, come half an hour, spare half an hour or so, and please come to this side. Try to see what is the way out of it. Otherwise, we'll have chronic diseases. When the ease is not there, these things will give you a bit of ease. And because you don't have ease, means you are diseased. Disease is nothing. It's absent of ease. And absent of ease can never be cured by any tons of medicines. You may pour so many things into your mouth. How can you buy ease? If you want to have ease, you have to go to your father. The child will never be satisfied unless he is taken to father or mother. He is crying for father or mother. So you may marry him, you may give him $1 million, he will never be satisfied. So you have to come to your father. Otherwise there is no ease. Herein, the modern medical system is completely barred. The other day we had a talk with somebody and he said, are you having checkup, regular checkup? I said, no, there is no need of checkup. He said, no, every year I have a checkup. So I said, why? And I'm not feeling anything, but they may find out something. You know? I should feel I'm all right, why should I have a checkup? Then they may find out something that after 6 months you have a heart attack. And they were scared. Oh, doctor, then what should be done? And start for taking medicine. Please, please, don't be misguided till you are not feeling anything wrong. At least save yourself from these modern so many things. Otherwise, bypass and this pass and that pass, and eventually pass. The only thing is, we want to have checkup when we are all right, because we don't want to die. Yeah? And death is certain as death, we call it.
And taxes.
Definitely, death is certain. Nobody can avoid it. So why should we be ready for death? Your father told today that he is dealing with the old people who are nearing death. And he said they are very brave, they face the death, they are never afraid of death. That's the way to face the death. Otherwise, everybody has to go away. So why to hesitate? Sooner or later, it doesn't matter. Nothing is going to stop here. All the planes are flying. So many pilots are working. And daily they should be dying, isn't it? Pilots. But even then the plane doesn't stop. One goes, the other one turns. One goes, the other one turns. Nothing stops here in this world without us. Please, please. Those things which are fixed by Krishna, we cannot avoid them. Unnecessarily don't get scared. And don't be victimized by the so-called modern arrangements. They're all clutches of a Kali Yuga. They try to catch you somewhere. The more simple you are, the more you are attached to the scriptures, the more you will be free. The more you are attached to these clutches, you will be caught somewhere. Please, please, try to save yourself from these unwanted nets. And there is only one way, that when we become completely free. I was in the hospital and I was very sick. So that put all the tubes were here and they were feeding me, and here some tube was there. I was completely tired, lying helpless like this. And then doctor came and he said, do you want to continue your treatment? I said, no. He said, no, you are going to die, he said. So I told him, you are not going to survive anyway. I was not in my senses really, but this somehow came out. I told him, yeah, that's correct, he said. So I told you, just please, agree with me that I don't want your treatment. Oh, this patient doesn't want to survive. He's going to die. All right. They said, now take out all the tubes and everything. And within not, I was completely free. And then I could sit on the bed, you know, where there were no tubes, nothing at all, no saline, nothing at all. I was very free. So he came, how are you feeling? I told you, see, I've denied your treatment, I'm free. And really I improved. Otherwise I'm completely tied like a prisoner. Please, this is not exaggeration. But that is how we are caught up. Oh, you want to survive? I say, yes, I want to survive. Then more dues. Please, please. Everywhere has to go. Those who are prepared for death, those who don't hesitate to die, they never die. Those who are not ready to die, they'll definitely die. Please. Because then we take recourse to the things which are not needed. One thing we should have full faith in, that if Krishna wishes, we survive. If he wishes, anyway, with all the tubes and everything, you are going to die. So why to have at the time of death, would you like to have all tubes into your body? Please, please, please. This is one of the arguments, not one of the suitable arguments, but it's a fact. And I many times tell, if you want to die, please die in India. Nobody would care. At least you will save yourself from refrigeration. Then once they died, they already committed. Come on, burn it. Bury it, or whatever. Nobody cares about it. That's nice death. After death, at least unnecessary. Why should I go to refrigerator? Please, please. This is a fact. And we are lunatics to follow this style. Sooner we stop this lunacy and come to God, it's very comfortable. Names of God are very comfortable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. How bright these people are. They don't do anything. This man, honestly, why are you chanting? How bright boys are there. They don't have anybody. Nothing to worry about. No illicit connections. That is the main thing you have to understand. It is rampant in this country. Illicit sex life will kill you while surviving. Please avoid, for Krishna's sake. There is a regulated freedom. You marry first, the association is nonsense. Doesn't have any sense. I am very pleased that our where is that rascal? Time they are getting married. That's nice. Please, please, avoid this nonsense under the name of the association. Don't give the dates. No dates. Forget about these dates. You can date with Krishna. That I am coming tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the morning. And Krishna will be pleased. You can have 100 dates with him. That I am coming in the afternoon. Come, he says. I am coming in the evening. Come. I am not coming. Then go. And die. Please, please. The main difficulty is that the parents are not God conscious. And so they don't take care of their children. They themselves are astray. We don't know who our real father is. We don't know who our real mother is. We may be coming from the poor country, but at least we are proud that our real father and mother are there. Here it is impossible to track. Please, this situation has got to be corrected. Those who are getting married now, they should decide once for all that marriage is only once. And if they have children, fortunately or unfortunately, they must give, minimum they should give to their children is the real mother and father. It's the minimum required for the children. Are we animals that you produce and you leave them? This is a nonsensical sense desire. As soon as you produce, it's your duty to take care of them. Why government should take care of your children? Or why anybody should take care? Please, if you want to marry, here, open your eyes and open your ears. It's only once for lifetime. It's for austerity. It's not for sense gratification. It is not a patni means wife. It's not kama patni. It's not only for sense gratification. It's dharma patni. It's just go to Krishna. The union is sanctified. It is one of the sanskaras. in our traditions. And these samskaras are very pure. And as soon as the girl is married or the boy is married, then finished. There is no going here and there. If something goes wrong, something dies or something, they don't change the partners. By changing the partners, you are not going to be happy. Please carve these things in your mind, and then you come together if it is ravishes. If you don't come together, so far so better. Because this is all animal life we are following. Again, regulated freedom. Please try to learn from these devotees and elder ones. Take the shelter of the elder ones, like father and mother and maybe church or whatever, and try to learn from them how they are surviving. The nice couples are surviving. Purnendu is here. He is married. Other couples are here. Or Anand is married. There are so many people here married. And they are going on very nicely. So please learn from them how to behave. This is Vriddhashram. This is needed. And unless you follow these things, you will never have the opulence. You may have sense gratification. But there you had as a hog also. And what is your sense gratification? You produce only one child. Hog in one go produces 12 children. Hog is much better. Please. Don't have a hoggish life. This is a regulated means. And if you don't come to your senses, then as it is, you will be consumed by so many diseases and so many things. And then again, the modern development is there. Economic stability is not there. So many things are going on around us, which are completely detrimental to all these following. So please try to make severe efforts to follow the correct line. And to follow the correct line, you must assemble in the groups like this, try to discuss the scriptures. Prabhupada is very much present in his books. He has given everything to you. Please repeat again and again and try to extract the essence for the good of your life. Otherwise, it will be less than an animal. You know, donkey? Donkey is a celebrated fool animal among the animals also. Even the horse knows the donkey is fool. Cows know the donkey is fool. But even that donkey, if you offer a beer glass, he will not touch. And beer glass comes to you, less than donkey. At least be animal, if not human being. Please. Stop this nonsense. Gutter water anybody drinks? The more rotten the beer is best. Really best. And why? Nice gel is given by Krishna. Clean water is given. Why to go to these things? But our eating habits are irregulated. So the food which we cannot digest, we drink. We eat. So we have to have some other type of drink to digest that. And even then the rotten meat doesn't get digested. It's not our food. Then we develop ulcers and so many types of other diseases and cancers and so many things. Please, please, please. How should I request you to come to the regulated life? I don't know really. I failed. I am from the generation where there was no irregulation was there. All the marriages were very regular and sanctified. I did not understand the illicit connections till I came to London. Then only I knew that this is all jungle. In the Vaishnava community, it was very straightforward. Everybody knew the wife belongs to this man, wife is this wife. Auntie is there, mother is there. So many relations were there. They were all very clean. Everybody was attracted to God, and God conscious life had so much impact on the society. The society was all very bright. No inebrieties at all, no fighting. We will never utter a word divorce. That word was not uttered. What to talk of actual divorce? We didn't utter that. Society was very peaceful. And they were very nice. Such a big village we had. nearly 1 lakh population, 100,000. And there was only one policeman. And his duty was to bang the time, you know. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, down, down, two. And we didn't know more than that. I thought the police duty is to bang. I didn't know that his duty is to bang the human being. Please, such was a nice society. We want to revert back. Please, enough of this nonsense. Come to your friends and please follow something. If you have any difficulty, the group is here already. Please increase this consciousness. Get together, you elders. Please guide the younger ones. Theory, is it? Where is Jimmy? He's not here. Joy. Now say they are surviving in a marriage. Ask them how they survive. Theory shows the way, you know, I've heard. Theory and Jimmy.
Jimmy.
So Jimmy, you should tell the secret, you know.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. He said, what is it? Yes, dear. That's successful marriage. Please.
Anything the wife says, say yes, dear, and marriage will survive.
Some are dear. Tolerance is there. Tolerance is the key word. Otherwise, nothing survives. You tolerate each other. And that is how the children become very happy. The children want mother and father both. They lack, and then they become mental. What is a mother and father? In your country, everything is absent. So naturally, the children are really in a very poor shape and condition. Please don't exploit the children at any time. Particularly the girls. Girls should be protected always. Till they attain the age, should be protected by the father. Once they attain the age, father and mother must help them to find out the partner. Look to the partner, whether he is alright or not. Then only marry them. Otherwise, let them worship Krishna. This is the best way. Don't throw them away. And so the male children also. Please, please. Culture, our culture, human culture must improve. Must improve. And it's all practical. Otherwise, even God's names will not help you really. The behavior must improve. On one side, the behavior should be completely sublime, and then you are at ease. And with that ease, you please come to Krishna. And Krishna will accept. This is how, please. And whichever condition you are, maybe you are not in a suitable condition, then forget about other things and you please start chanting God's names. God's names will, equally powerful as God, they will help you in all circumstances. Don't tell that, no, now we are crossed, now we cannot do anything about our improvement. No, no, no. Don't be nervous like that. Please start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And it will definitely help. In any situation, names will help. Don't be discouraged, please. Discouragement should be completely absent. Otherwise, frustration will be there. Don't get frustrated. Please try to follow these things and Krishna will help you. Jai Shubhad Ki. Yes. Have you any questions? Yeah.
Maharaj, it's a big business here that when the person dies, even they take the person and they put the smile and they put all makeup and they decorate it. Very, very long process, you know. It's so that when you go to the coffin, you think, oh, you know,
it's
my
very
blood
dead.
Is there.
What's the use of decorating dead body? It's for our sense gratification. Then her father is smiling. For the whole lifetime he was crying. And death and death. Yes. I read about these things. I don't know how to correct. But Prabhupada very kindly came here and has given Mahamantra. Please start chanting and improve your condition.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, you know, if Krishna is really the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
yes, yes.
He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Then if I call upon him through chanting his holy name, chanting Lord Chaitanya's Mahamantra, yes, Krishna, you know, then I should receive direction from Krishna in my life, should I not? Should I receive direction from Krishna in my life, just as I would if I prayed to God through a medium of the Christian faith, say, which I have experienced before, having direction in my life by praying to God through the Christian faith? Should I receive that kind of direction? Should I know God? Should I know Krishna as God? I mean, if he really truly is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if I am calling his name, Krishna, 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 then he really is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Should he not give me direction in my life then?
You told that you got direction as a Christian. As a Christian you got direction. So why should you come to Krishna? Follow the direction.
What's that? What?
You told me,
yes,
that you got the direction from Christian, Jesus or whatever.
Yes.
So it's correct way. Why should you come to Krishna?
Why should I come to Krishna if I had directions?
Yeah, all right. So you got to continue the faith.
Continue the what?
Faith, your faith.
Yes, continue the Krishna.
I fail to understand. You are already having the reciprocation.
Yes.
So that is Krishna. So why should you come again to Krishna?
So that you would suggest that say the prayer through the faith of Christianity.
Whatever.
Yes.
Doesn't matter at all. If you are a Christian, be a good Christian. We don't want to change your. We don't want conversion. No. We never want that. You be a good whatever you are. And good is not Christian. Good is not Islam. Good is not Hindu. Good is good. And that is God. God is God. God is not only Hare Krishna God. God is not only Christian God. God is not only Islam God. God is God. That's it. You had already the realizations. So forget about all the other methods.
Forget about the other methods?
Definitely.
The other methods, what methods do you mean? Forget about
them. Any. You are satisfied in your Christian faith. You got the reciprocation. You got the direction. That is what we mean.
See, I'm confused because...
No, why to confuse? It's straight way. There is no confusion. You are confusing me. You are very frank. You told me that you, as a Christian,
yes,
you had directions.
Yes.
So why to leave that direction? You're quite happy.
Well, you asked me why. I mean, that was some years ago. I did leave that because, I've just searched. I've continued my searches amongst all different kinds of faith.
But there was no need of it. When God was talking to you, he was giving the direction. What other faith can give you more than that? You had a direct connection with God. That's what you are telling me, that he was directly giving instruction.
So
what more you want from other faiths?
Well,
means gone. You're gone.
Robert, I'm sorry. No.
You told me that you got the direction.
Yes.
Stick to it.
Would you suggest then I go back to Christianity?
No, back or forward, there is no back or forward in spirituality. This duality is in the material world. In spiritual world, there is no back or forward. It's spiritual. Whether it is, and faith doesn't matter. Faith may change here and there. God is same. You also go to the church.
Yes.
You also pray.
Yes.
I also go to the temple. I also pray. My way is a bit different from you maybe, seemingly. But it's all for one God. God is one without second. It doesn't matter what faith you go to. You told that you had already received vocation and you were quite happy to get the directions. So there was no need of it. There was no need. You are a good Christian. Please don't kill anybody. That's it. And thou shalt not kill, you know. Don't harm anybody. We should treat everybody as our... What is it?
Yeah,
brother, some commandment is there that we should not harm, you know.
I've heard Krishna Maharaj, but so like if I chant Hare Krishna, so if I chant Hare Krishna, should I not receive that same kind of direction that I get from prayer, like to God?
That I'm surprised. Why aren't you getting?
Why am I not getting? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, you can't ask me.
No.
You have to ask yourself.
Yes.
As a Christian, you are getting.
Yes.
So you should be satisfied. I'm getting for Hare Krishna. I'm satisfied. So how can I pass that to you? I mean to say, the sincerity of approach you already had. And the same sincerity I'm instructing to have. So if you have already, you have. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian faith or Hindu faith or whatever faith. This is eternal. Soul has got to have some connection with the Supreme Soul. See, this light is shining here because it is through meter the wires are connected to the powerhouse. Isn't it? So in Christian's house also the light will be shining. In Muslim's house also it will be shining. In my house also it is shining. So light is neither Christian nor Muslim nor Hindu nor nothing Hare Krishna or anything. Light is light. Why? Because it is connected to the powerhouse. So we living entities, somehow or the other, if we are connected to the powerhouse, we should get the reciprocation. It doesn't matter what you follow. That's why our Swamiji was very, very clear about this, that I am trying to propagate God consciousness. And God is correctly known, according to our scriptures, as Krishna. So we are following that name. But it doesn't matter what name you follow. God has millions of names. And we don't want any conversion at all. But we want you to uplift yourself and improve the quality of your life. That is our request. As a Christian also, you have to uplift you. Who Murli that? Our Murli from Yugoslavia. He visited Christian community in Yugoslavia. Even now, today, that community is there. And they have 700 acres of land. They are completely cut off from the modern world. And they are very satisfied. Big, big directors and engineers and doctors, they are there. They put on shorts. They till the land. They grow themselves. They are very simple life. No electricity is there. And they are very happy in their concord. And in Christians also, if I don't mistake, there were Essenes. Yes. Essenes were as austere as our sages. So roots are all same. Roots are very same. Vedic culture means it is coming from God. Nobody can write the scripture like Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or Bible. I don't study much. But I'm sure that it is not written by human being. Human being is always fraught with four defects. They cheat each other, that is definite. They have imperfect senses. Our senses are not perfect. My eyes are imperfect. I can't see what is beyond the wall. Or even if the wall is not there, I can only see for 100 feet, I can see. More than that, I can't see. You know, I may lose my sight. All senses are imperfect. Cheating propensity is there, and always we are illusion, because I don't know what is true, what is wrong. So these are all defects. With all the defective life, I cannot write a single word about the spirituality. And so that's why these scriptures are Bhagavad Pranitam. They are coming direct from God. And that's why we get light from it. Otherwise we can't. Power is completely separate. But the wires are connecting. So we should also be, somehow or the other, connected to the supreme power. And from that power, we get the power daily. And that is why we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, to renew the connection. We have to maintain the connections, isn't it? Otherwise wires may get rotten. So every time they have to look to it, that the connections are all right. Then only the lights will perform. Otherwise, without the connection, this light will look, the bulb will look as a bulb, but it won't have a bulb's potency. It must be connected to have the potency. As it is, human beings may look like human beings, but without the connection of God, they look like human beings, there is no potency. Please, in order to have potency, we must have this connection. It doesn't matter what way you follow, but we have to have a connection. This is the main point.
Any bona fide name. So what name you know, you call God by that name. You have a personal relationship. A name is a personal relationship.
Yeah, that's
you call on the name, bona fide name, and then you have the relationship, you have reciprocation, that is comfortable for you.
That's there is nothing to worry about, Robert. Please keep on coming and just be with you. Whatever your name, preference out of the name. We call so many names. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, you are not utter Ram's word, that's my... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Your name is Robert, but if I call you half name, Rob, meaning changes, eh? Ram is Robert. So you're not reciprocated. My name is not Robert, it's Robert. So Krishna was upset if his full name is. So nice, Robert. You are a very nice devotee. Don't give in to these doubts. Please. Yeah. Any other thing? So nice. Yeah.
His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj ki.
Yeah.